نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I would like to follow what all the Imams and Allama and Mufti Saab and Dr. Qadri and Sheikh Ahmed Jensen has said about the importance of the Holy Quran. But I feel I am helpless to describe Quran. No one can describe its importance and its value except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. Allah said in Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. Allah called on Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Yasin. And he mentioned, immediately after calling on his name, he said, Wal Quran al Hakim. Then Allah said in another surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Taha, Ma anzalna alayka al Quran litashqa. Another time, he mentioned the name of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after that, he mentioned the Holy Quran. So, we see that there is a relationship between the Holy Quran and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at Surah Al-Qadr, where it says, إِنَّا أَنْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Then here we can understand something very important for us to know. In tafsir of that surah, Ibn Abbas said that Laylatul Qadr has been mentioned 3 times in that surah. And every time it is mentioned, Laylatul Qadr is of 7 letters. So 3 times it is mentioned. And in reality, he said it is mentioned 4. Where it is said, Hiya hatta matta. Hiya is related to Laylatul Qadr. So it is mentioned 4 times. And with 7 letters, Laylatul Qadr is 28 letters. And the alphabet of the Arabic language is 28. And Allah mentioned that surah that He revealed the Holy Quran in that night. And He mentioned Laylatul Qadr 4 times, 7 letters, 28 means the whole Quran is been in these letters, in the 28 letters of the alphabet, means that the whole Quran has been given in that night. Because it is, the Holy Quran is made up of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holy word, ancient word, Kalamullah al-Qadimi, is made up of 28 alphabet letters. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yasin qalbul Quran. Yasin is the heart of Holy Quran. So now we see the Holy Quran is from 28 letters being revealed in one night. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Yasin is the heart of Holy Quran. Means that Yasin, salawatullahi wa salamuhu ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wa salam, Yasin is of 2 letters. The Ya and the Sin. And the Ya is the last letter of the alphabet. So the Ya conclude all the alphabet from beginning to end. So his first letter of his name is the whole Holy Quran in it. Allah is saying, Prophet saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yasin is the heart of the Quran. And Allah said, giving an oath, Yasin wal Quran al-Hakim. So we see that the beginning of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam begin with Ya, the end of the alphabet, means the whole knowledge that Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam begin with his first letter of his name. So that give us how much important is to study Quran. And alhamdulillah, we are all here for what? Why we are coming here? To celebrate your son memorizing of Holy Quran. You are happy? We are happy? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Now what you think when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching his prophet through Jibreel alayhi salam the Holy Quran, Allah and his angels were not happy? If we are here happy, you think Allah is not happy? We are wasting our time. The Ummah wasting their time today. They left the Quran behind, and I will quote you one hadith from the signs of the last days. I don't know if the time permits, but I will put that hadith quickly in. But before that, I will continue the scene. The Ya is the beginning of the Prophet's name. The scene is the last of the Prophet's name. Yasin. Anything that indicates future in Arabic begin with seen. Sawfa tara. Sanurihim ayatina fil afaq. We are going to show them our signs in the horizon. Everything to indicate future begin with seen. Means Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin by the ya and by the seens. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving his Prophet something like that, we must not follow the sunnah and the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to study what he taught us. Where we are going? We are losing our time. And I'm not going to be too long, but I'm going to quote that hadith, which is very important for us. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud qal. Two hadiths, never mind. Forgive me. قال كيف أنتم إذا ظهر فيكم البدع. How is it going to be when innovation is going to come into your people? وعمل بها حتى يربو فيها الصغير ويهرم الكبير. Means the child is going to be raised up with this innovation, and the older person is going to die with this innovation. وَيُسَلَّمُ فِيهَا الْأَعَاجِمُ. And your leadership is going to be under the control of non-Muslims. الْأَعَاجِمُ means those who are away from understanding the reality of Islam. And it does mean also those who are not following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two sides. And he said, حتى يعمل الرجل بالسنة. And the man is going to follow the sunnah of Prophet, dressing the Islamic way, speaking the Arabic language of the Holy Quran together with other languages, doing, obeying Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifestyle, as he was describing, Dr. Qadri. فيقال, and listen to this, حتى يعمل الرجل بالسنة فيقال بدعة. قالوا متى ذلك يا عبد الله؟ متى ذلك يا أبا عبد الرحمن؟ قال. And they said, when this going to be happen, when they people will, are going to say about others wrong or innovators? And listen. إذا كثرت أمراؤكم. When you will have too many leaders around you. Everyone becomes a leader. Now behind the internet, everyone is a leader. Everyone becomes a mufti. Every child becomes speaking about what he wants from Islam. وَقَلَّتْ أُمَنَاءُكُمْ And your trustworthy people among you are going to be less. وَكَثُرَتْ قُرَّاءُكُمْ And too many reciters, they open the Quran like this, not memorizing Quran, not putting an effort in learning the Quran. He said, وَكَثُرَتْ قُرَّاءُكُمْ You open it, read it like that, and you leave. وَقَلَّتْ فُقَهَاءُكُمْ And less ulama will be at that time. Where are ulama today? Show me. Very few ulama here and there. And if we bring one alim, put him in the masjid, the board of directors tell him, no, you listen to us, we are paying you. Is that?
It's true.
No one can do anything. وَقَلَّتْ فُقَهَاءُكُمْ Less ulama. وَتُفُكِّهَا لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ And people will be studying other than religion. They go study secular science. No problem. Study secular science. But teach your children to memorize Quran and learn Quran and learn Islam. That's no problem. We are not seeing any more Hufaz. Very few Hufaz today. وَابْتُغِيَةِ الدُّنْيَا بِعَمَلِ الْآخِرَةِ And the work for dunya become more important for the work of akhirah. We are going to die. I'm not discouraging you. I'm already old. I don't know when I go to the grave. I'm discouraging myself from this dunya. I like to say that you also try to discourage yourself from dunya. Look for akhirah. We don't know when we will die. We don't know when Israel alayhi salam will come and take our ruh. That, as Zahabi said, it is authentic ala shart al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The other hadith, which I like to say, which you can see that this is going exactly today. We are seeing this today in our own eyes. Qala ma'az. Takunu fitanun. Yaksuru fiha al-mal. There will be fitan, confusions, problems around the world. That lot of money will be paid for it. You see money going around now today? Everywhere, east and west. People, they have a lot of money. And if you don't have money, come with, give you money. Follow us only. And he said, وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ He said, وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ They know Arabic. يُفْتَح, he didn't say وَيُحْفَظ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ He didn't say وَيُدْرَسُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ He said وَيُفْتَحُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ Means people will open the Qur'an, skim it. Go through it, quickly. They want to pick one verse to give a speech and that's it. They will say themselves, oh, we know about Qur'an. And this is what we are seeing today. حَتَّى يَقْرَأُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ The mu'min will read, many mu'mins, all of you are mu'min, all the Muslims are mu'min. They read, but they skim. They don't study. They don't memorize. Very few people do that. And alhamdulillah, you raise your child like that, that's very good blessing. We hope that all of us will do that, the same inshallah. And look what he said, حَتَّى يَقْرَأُهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْكَافِرُ Allahu Akbar. Are you not seeing today, there are no more Qur'ans in bookstores. Everyone is reading, wants to know what is going on with all this controversy going about Islam. They want to learn. Means now the kafir is reading it. The non-Muslim is reading it. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this 1400 years ago. How he knew that? How he knew? If Allah didn't give him the knowledge of before and after, and still we are demeaning the level and the status of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not respecting. حتى يقرأه المؤمن والكافر والمرأة والرجل. The woman and the man. والصغير والكبير. And the child and the adult. فيقرأه رجل فيقول قرأته علانية فلا أراني أتبع. Someone like Hafiz Masjid Abdul Rashid. Yeah, I'm reading it. No one following me. I'm wasting my time with them. Let me go. I'm reading in my home. I don't. That's why he opened the school in his house. Because no one is interested. Until very few people. Alhamdulillah, I'm hearing that he has 52 students now. Inshallah, they will be 5,000. فَيَقْعُدُ فِي بَيْتِهِ وَيَبْنِي مَسْجِدًا فِي دَارِهِ. He sit in his home and he built a room, a masjid in his house to teach. Who likes to be taught? Are we seeing this or not today? This is our problem. Few people are sending their children to memorize and learn Quran. The others, they are skimming through the Holy Quran. And this is what Prophet ﷺ has mentioned. That Allah gave him from his knowledge, as you mentioned the ayah, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we reveal, I didn't understand what he said in Urdu. I kept the ayah in my ear. But when he said that ayah, I immediately went to the meaning of it. That Allah said, if we have revealed that whole Quran on a mountain will shatter into dust. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا completely falling down من خشية الله, from Allah's fear. Or from Allah, that Allah gave us awareness to worry about our akhir. That the mountain, Allah is describing the mountain, the most heaviest thing on earth is mountain. Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal. Fa-ashfaqna minha wa-abayna in yahmilnaha wa-hamalaha al-insan. Allah has asked heavens and skies and earth and mountains to carry the trust. They said no. Between them was the mountains. They said no. So Allah said mountains are afraid to carry the trust because they will shatter. They will go completely into dust. Who carried it? Who brought the Quran? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means his heart was more stronger than mountains, than heavens, than earth. Allah gave him power to carry the Holy Quran in his heart without being affected and destroyed too and shattered into pieces. O Mu'min, Sayyida Aisha said, كان خلوقه القرآن, about Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that his character was the Quran. And we hope that one day we follow the footsteps of our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to learn from his character and to follow that, and we carry that dress of piety and sincerity and the dress of the beauty of the Holy Quran. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah bless you and bless your family. And I think people didn't come to eat here. They came only to be happy with your son. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, thank you, JazakAllah khair. Brother Naeem Fatani.